The sunshine. Sorry about that.
Tak fordi I kom ud af fra solskinnet.
Life has asked me to say a few things about the church body in England.
Life har spurgt mig om jeg vil sige noget omkring kirken i England.
So I'll give you perhaps a brief history of the ELCE and tell you a little bit about the congregation I serve.
Så jeg fortæller lidt omkring kirkesamfundet ELCE og så den kirke som jeg tjener.
The ELCE began in 1896.
Begyndte i 1896.
It began with five German bakers who lived in Kentish Town.
Det begyndte med fem bagere der boede i Kentish Town.
They approached the seminary in St. Louis and asked if they could send a pastor.
De spurgte seminariet i St. Louis om de kunne sende nogle præster.
Each one of the bakers pledged 20% of his income to pay the pastor's salary.
Og hver bager lovede 20% af sin indkomst til at betale for den her præst.
I like to remind our members of that.
Det kan jeg godt lide at minde mine medlemmer om.
I hit a nerve, yeah.
That was good.
Yeah, it was very good. They're good. And so the ELCE was born.
So ELCE blev født.
Our second congregation, Holy Trinity in Tottenham, began in 1901.
Vores anden menighed i Tottenham, som ligger i Tottenham, begyndte i 1901.
But it wasn't really until after the Second World War that churches began to grow throughout the UK.
Men det var ikke før efter 2. verdenskrig, at vores menigheder begyndte at vokse.
Currently we have 14 congregations and 6 missions.
Lige nu har vi 14 menigheder og 6 missionsstationer.
We have a house of theological studies and an internet radio station.
Vi har et studiested og en radiostation.
I brought my iPad, so hopefully...
Ja, jeg har medbragt min iPad.
Hopefully we can hear a little bit of the radio station. We'll see what's playing.
Måske kan vi høre noget af radiostationen. Vi kan se, hvad de spiller.
Come on.
Det er missionssted, og det er formodentlig, hvad vi vil kalde et prædikested.
That's just it. So that's a little bit of the radio station.
Så det var radiostationen.
It is a real mix of music, a lot of hymnody, some contemporary stuff, and so it really is quite a mix, but we try to have Jesus at the center of all the music that's played.
Det er et mix af gamle salmer og ny lovsang, men vi prøver at have Jesus som centrum i det.
And each day we have 5 services, daily services. So it can help people in their worship life as well.
Og hver dag der har vi 5 gudstjenester i radioen, så det kan hjælpe folk i deres trosliv.
We are a very small group. Lutheranism is not known in the United Kingdom.
Lutherdom i England er meget lille, og vi er ikke så kendte.
If you walked down the street and stopped 100 people, 99 of them would not know who Martin Luther was.
Hvis du spurgte 100 mennesker på gaden i England, så ville 99 af dem ikke vide, hvem Martin Luther var.
So no one knows who we are.
Så ingen ved, hvem vi er.
But this year it's been a very good year for us because people here, it's the 500th anniversary of the Reformation, so we have been able to do a lot more publicizing about who we are.
Men i år har været et godt år for os, fordi det har været reformationsår, og det har givet os nogle muligheder for at gøre Martin Luther og vores kirke mere kendt.
As earlier this year, I had a chance to speak to 42 church leaders from around the United Kingdom on Lutherans and what we believe, and I would have never had that opportunity any other time.
Tidligere i år havde jeg en chance for at snakke med 42 kirkeledere i England, og det ville jeg aldrig have haft muligheden for, hvis ikke det var reformationsår.
So we're trying to take advantage of this one year opportunity.
Så det prøver vi at tage fordel af her lige det her år.
Do you have any questions about?
Har I nogle spørgsmål omkring det her?
Hvis det ikke er nu, der skal være så.
If England is not Lutheran, what is it?
Anglican.
Anglikansk.
With a large number of Catholics.
Med en stor andel katolikker.
But the truth is England is atheist.
Men sandheden er, at England det er ateistisk.
Yeah, that's the sad truth.
Det er den sørgelige sandhed.
I serve a congregation in southeast London.
Jeg tjener en menighed i syd London.
And also we have a mission down along the coast in southeast England as well in Raynham.
Og vi har en missions sted nede i Raynham.
And so I work with that as well.
Og der arbejder jeg også.
The congregation I serve, we have about 85 communicant members.
I den menighed jeg tjener, er der 85 kommunikante medlemmer.
Who come from over 20 different countries.
Som kommer fra 20 forskellige lande.
So that's, I think, a lot of fun.
Så det er ret sjovt, synes jeg.
Very diverse group of people.
En meget forskellig gruppe mennesker.
I've been in England for 23 years.
Jeg har været i England i 23 år.
And I'm currently the longest-serving pastor in the ELCE.
Og lige nu er jeg den længst den præst der sidder længst tid i som præst i ELCE.
And we have pastors from around the world as well.
Og vi har præster fra hele verden også.
Canada, Nigeria, Croatia, Latvia, Finland. And I'm forgetting probably one or two other places. Yeah,
Canada, Nigeria, Croatia, Finland.
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 Latvia, Nigeria. Yep.
Yeah, Nigeria og nogle andre steder jeg kan huske.
Australia. I knew I was forgetting something. Yeah. Australia as well. Yeah. Brazil.
Brasil.
Yep. Okay. Any other questions?
All the Lutheran churches will be united in one organization.
No. When I say that the United Kingdom, people in the United Kingdom don't know who Lutherans are, it seems funny when people ask me how many Lutheran churches are there in the United Kingdom, I go 12. Total Lutheran church bodies. Not just churches, church bodies.
Der er 12 forskellige lutherske kirkesamfund.
12 different Lutheran churches.
Okay, yeah.
The Danes have a Siemens mission in London.
Danskerne har en sømandsmission.
And the service is in Danish.
Og gudstjenesten er på dansk.
The Norwegians and the Swedes have Siemens missions in London, and they're in their native tongues.
Og det samme har nordmændene og svenskerne.
The Latvians and the Germans and the Icelanders.
Letterne og tyskerne og islændingene.
They all have one congregation in the United Kingdom where they speak and worship in their language for their people who live there.
De har hver deres kirke til folk fra de steder, som kommer og tilbeder på det sprog.
And there are 10 national church bodies like that.
Og der er 10 af sådan nogle kirkesamfund.
And then there are two church bodies, Lutheran church bodies, who predominantly worship in English.
Og så er der to lutherske kirkesamfund, som mest holder gudstjeneste på engelsk.
Yeah, one who belongs to the ILC and one who belongs to the Lutheran World Federation.
En som tilhører ILC og en som tilhører det lutherske verdensforbund.
And I kind of like to laugh and say to our friends in the ILC that we're probably one of only very few where the confessional Lutherans outnumber the Lutheran World Federation members in our nation.
Jeg kan godt lige at sige til mine venner i ILC, at vi er et af de eneste steder i verden, hvor ILC kirkesamfundet er større end det lutherske verdensforbunds lutherske kirke, der er tilknyttet lutherske verdensforbund.
But all the Lutheran churches are very small.
Men alle lutherske kirkesamfund, de er meget små.
But we're the biggest.
Men vi er de største.
Hvornår kom reformationen til England?
When did the Reformation came to England?
Well, that's that's a very interesting question. Luther's 95 Theses arrived in Cambridge less than a month after he posted them in Germany.
Luthers 95 teser kom en måned senere til England, til Cambridge.
To Cambridge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they had a profound influence on many people of that time.
Og de havde en dyb indflydelse på folk dengang.
The Reformation in England was much more of a political nature.
Men reformationen i England var meget en politisk begivenhed.
Henry VIII was much more concerned with politics than religion.
Henrik den 8. Han var meget mere optaget af politik end religion.
And there is no real agreed date on when the English Reformation took place.
Og der er ikke nogen dato eller år, som man er enige om, at der kom reformationen til England.
But it would have been in the 1520s and 1530s.
Men du må have været i 1520'erne eller 1530'erne.
Når du siger, at den engelske kirke er anglikansk, så siger det også ikke noget. Eller hvad er den sådan lidt nærmere konfessionelt?
When you say the Anglican Church, we don't know that in Denmark. Can you say more about that?
The Anglican Church is or was the state church.
Den anglikanske kirke er eller var statskirken.
It was begun by Henry VIII.
Den var startet af Henrik den 8.
When the Pope wouldn't grant Henry his divorce.
Da paven ikke ville give Henrik den 8. Sin skilsmisse.
And Luther wouldn't grant Henry his divorce.
Og Luther ville heller ikke give den til Henrik den 8.
Quite literally, Henry said, "To hell with you all, I'll start my own church."
Og han sagde bogstaveligt talt, til helvede med alle sammen, vi starter vores egen kirke.
And he did.
Og det gjorde han.
And so that was how the Anglican Church began.
Og det var sådan den anglikanske kirke begyndte.
And so you probably heard of the Archbishop of Canterbury.
Jeg har måske hørt om ærkebiskoppen i Canterbury.
He is the head of the Anglican Church.
Han er hovedet for den anglikanske kirke.
And worldwide there are roughly the same amount of Anglicans and Lutherans.
Og sådan på verdensskala der er der nogenlunde lige mange lutheranere og anglikanere.
But the Anglicans pride themselves on being a church. They call themselves a church with a wide umbrella.
Men anglikanerne, de kan godt lide at se sig selv som en kirke under en stor paraply.
So you can believe about anything you want under that umbrella and still be an Anglican.
Ja, så du kan tro nærmest hvad som helst under den paraply.
There have been Anglican bishops who have publicly said Jesus did not rise from the dead.
Der har været anglikanske biskopper, som sagde, Jesus stod ikke op fra døden.
And that's okay.
Og det er okay.
But there are also some Anglicans who are incredibly orthodox.
Men der er også anglikanere, som er utrolig rettroende.
And that's okay as well.
Og det er okay.
We all live under this big umbrella.
Vi lever altså under den her paraply.
If you do have any questions, please feel free to stop me and ask me.
Hvis I har nogle spørgsmål, så skal I bare stoppe mig og spørge mig. So you do celebrate the Reformation in England, even though you don't have any attachment to Luther.
We do. Oh, you mean the English?
The English.
The English don't know what to do with the Reformation.
Englænderne ved ikke rigtig, hvad de skal gøre med reformationen.
They're really puzzled by it.
De er lidt, ja. Yeah.
There are those who really don't like it because they say it split the church.
De ved ikke helt, hvad de skal sige om den, fordi den skilte jo kirken.
And amongst those in the ecumenical movement, they don't like it because the word celebrate means we're celebrating this split.
Og dem i den økumeniske bevægelse, de siger, jamen, vi kan ikke fejre en splittelse.
Whereas others will view it as a commemoration.
Og andre vil se det som en in commemoration.
Remembering.
Yeah.
Remembering, yeah.
Mindeholdtid,
yeah. Yeah. But they honestly don't know what to do with it.
Men de ved ikke, hvad de skal gøre med det.
The Archbishop of Canterbury and some other church leaders issued five things about the Reformation that they hoped all churches would abide by.
Ærkebiskoppen fra Canterbury, han udstedte en liste over fem ting, som han håbede, at kirkerne i England ville tage med fra reformationen.
It included things like remember, repent, rejoice in our common faith. They all started with ours, but not celebrate.
Okay. Den liste indeholdt husk,
remember, repent, rejoice.
Omvend dig, glæd jer, og det var alle de her ord, de var med R på engelsk.
Yeah, but no celebrating.
Men ikke noget med at fejre.